God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Today, we're going to take a look at the faither's journey, not believer. There's a difference. Faith is more than belief. There's plenty that believe. An example, one can go and study all the aerodynamics involved in flying a plane, study the engines, study the jet engines, study the wings, the tail, understands the aerodynamics, and comes to the conclusion that, you know, that plane can fly. But faith puts his fanny in the seat on the plane. I hope you understand the difference. We're going to go to a psalm or psalms of King David, whom God says he was a man after mine own heart. David is a man who was a faither. And if you study the life of David, the life of an example of a faither, F-A-I-T-H-E-R, it is filled with ups and downs, higher highs than most of us, at the same time, lower lows than most of us. These psalms are not given context of time and circumstance in David's life. But thankfully, for our example, they were written, I believe, in the hope of God that we might be encouraged when we are exposed to these words. The Psalms I'm referring to are Psalms 42 and 43. They might have been just one psalm, but in its current form, they're listed in the Bible as Psalm 42 and 43. Let's dig in. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? This is one whom God has drawn, one whom the Spirit of God has drawn to himself. Listen to his words. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? Any of you ever gotten to a discussion with non-believers who say, where is their God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. With the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Understand a little bit of the conflict in David's life? Can you relate in your life? Fifth verse says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So, you know, Having had a pastor who was a philosopher by training and education, a PhD in philosophy, he said, words matter. So I want to look at the words found in the King James translation and at their original Hebrew words. David has been questioned by enemies of God, saying, where is thy God? He remembers the good times, the joy, and the praise of God as he went to the house of God. And then he's talking to his soul, to his nephesh. Is the Hebrew word. It says, God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living nephesh. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? This word translated disquieted in the Hebrew, the word is hama, and it means, and in the Hebrew being a very generic language, has many meanings. Some of them are, why art thou disquieted? Why, my soul, do you roar? Why do you make noise? Why are you troubled? Why are you clamorous? Why are you mourning? Why are you moved? Why do you rage? Why are you raging? Why the tumult? Why the tumultuous? Why the uproar? This Psalm of David speaks, I think, to every son and daughter of God on this journey of faith. Circumstance comes and we respond in the flesh, but by God's grace and by His Spirit, there is another response, not the one of roaring and clamorous and raging, but this: hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him. This is the response to our soul when it's moved by circumstance that seems to defy the word and promises of God. Hope. This word in the Hebrew is yahal or yakal. It means to hope, to wait, to tarry, to trust, to be stayed. It is a faith word, folks. Hope is involved in it. Trust also, and staying. And staying. For I shall yet praise Him. Yada is the word. It means with extended arms. Like the blink of an eye. It's an immediate response to extend with arms toward God, because of what we know of God through His Word and have come to trust in that word. We have come to yachal, to hope, to wait, to tarry, to trust, to be stayed upon His word. For He is. I will praise Him for the help of His countenance. Panim is the Hebrew word. It means before, it means face, it means present, it means before and behind. For the help of His presence. If your soul is in an uproarious condition, grab hold of these words, for David doesn't just say it once. He goes on and says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember Thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hill of Mazer." These are incidents and stories of encounters of God's people, which David is remembering. He says, "Deep calleth unto deep." Sometimes we in this life have to dig down to to the Word of God, which is deep, and deep calleth unto deep. At the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and billows are gone over me, he says. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. We could say grace. And in the night his song shall be with me, my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock. In the Hebrew, you know, there's two words translated into English, rock. One is tsur, and that means, you know, a big rock, a high rock. This is not the word being translated rock here. The word being translated rock here is selah. And it means cleft rock. We have that wonderful old hymn of the church, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. His countenance, his presence, his being present, being before and behind, cleft. It's cut out just for me. I hope this is not a shotgun, but a rifle shot to those who need it today or tomorrow or in upcoming days or weeks or months. This might be a monthly refrain, this Psalm 42 and 43. It might be a weekly activity. It might be a daily activity if need be. Resort unto it. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? David repeats again. Why? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Go to Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my, listen, thou art the God of my strength. Why does that thou cast me off? You ever go through that? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then I will go unto the altar of God, and unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp and will I praise thee, O God, my God. I don't know if this fourth verse of Psalm 43 is necessarily God's response to our soul's condition, feeling cast off. He says, you know, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Well, we have the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. We have the truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. We have that. Let them lead me. Be led by the light of Jesus. Be led by the word of God. Let them bring you unto his holy hill and to his tabernacle. You know, we don't have to wait for the then. We can do it in the midst of this soul's mourning. David says, then I will go up. Well, try doing it before the then. And then go. We can go to the altar of God anytime. We can have exceeding joy anytime in the word, in the hope, in the knowledge, in the understanding of our God, who is the God of this whole book. The God of our hope. The God of our trust. Not the God of our minds. The God who preserved his word that we might have it today. He's sounding joyful words. And then the fifth verse comes and he says again, now for the third time, and three with God is the number of manifestation. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. He's bigger than any circumstance we might find ourselves in. For I shall yet praise him. The health of my countenance and my God. There is one other word that I want to go back to the Hebrew and look at. In the fifth verse, it says, praise him, for he is the help, for the help of his countenance. for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. Fifth verse, 42nd Psalm says, health of his countenance, his presence. 11th verse, same psalm, the health of my countenance and my God. 5th verse, 43rd psalm says, the health of my countenance and my God. This word health, three times now in these two psalms, this word being translated health, three times. It is, in the Hebrew, Yeshua. We would say, out of the Greek language, Jesus. Yeshua. It is Jesus. Who is present with us? It is Jesus whom God sent to save us. We would, if you went to a concordance, this word, Yeshua would have in its synonyms salvation. Jesus is the salvation of us all, not the circumstance that we find ourselves in, but in his word, in his promises. To those who can relate to this psalm or these psalms, I would that you would have understanding of what this journey of faith is all about. From David, a man after God's own heart. Not perfect, but called of God, chosen of God, as the Christian man, the real Christian man or woman, is called and chosen by God. And that your hope, that your Yahkal, this another synonym of faith, might become not only part of your vocabulary, but part of your understanding. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. Hope for who is the health, the salvation, who is Jesus. Jesus in Matthew 11:28 said, all you who labor and are heavy laden, whose soul is disquieted within you, come unto me, and I will give you a rest. And that's the God School for today.